Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is writing a book on Minnesota's resistance to Operation Metro Surge. Publisher W.W. Norton & Company announced the title is Good Neighbors by Tim Walz. The book will be published later this year after the governor leaves office. Walz said on Jimmy Kimmel last night, the people of Minnesota showed courage, stood up, and pushed back. A bill advancing to the Minnesota House floor would put certain restrictions on social media for Minnesota children. Republican Peggy Scott of Andover is leading the charge to make social media safe for minors.
The addictive features would be gone. There would be no targeted commercial advertising. There would be no addictive features such as infinite scroll, autoplay, video, or metrics displayed, such as how many likes on their account.
The bill passed the House Ways and Means Committee. Three people are under arrest after a deadly shooting Wednesday afternoon in Edina. Police say one person was killed just after 12:30. Officers shut down the area, placing nearby businesses, including Southdale Hospital, on lockdown. SWAT team searched a transitional housing apartment complex. Investigators say the suspects initially ran, but were all taken into custody by late afternoon. Another sign, spring is here. Mosquitoes are here too. Alex Carlson with the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District says the mosquitoes showing up now are mostly the nuisance variety.
The disease-carrying species tend to peak later in the summer, so late July and then all through August and early September, those species tend to peak. It does change sometimes. Sometimes we have found some of those out a little earlier than normal, but that's typically when they emerge.
And Earth Day was a hot one, with high temps reaching 97 degrees in Olivia, 94 in Granite Falls, and 93 in Henderson. The 78th Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener is coming up May 8th and 9th in Stillwater. Chris Morgan of Explore Minnesota says anglers will be fishing the St. Croix River this year.
I think it's going to be really fun and exciting to do something different, right? And to be in a place that is as lively as Stillwater, and there's so many things to do, from the fishing to the shopping to the dining. I think just a really unique location, and you know, we're really excited to have that change of pace for sure.
He says there's a community celebration in downtown Stillwater Friday night, and Governor Walz will speak Saturday morning before anglers hit the water. And the Dallas Stars outlasted the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in double overtime last night in Game 3 of the playoffs. Wyatt Johnson netted the game winner for the Stars. Minnesota had a 3-2 lead in the third period before Dallas tied it. Marcus Johansson, Jules Eriksson-Ek, and Michael McCarron scored for the Wild. Game 4 is Saturday afternoon at Grand Casino Arena. This is MNN.